Mexicans, you know, and all my kids are, and they hurt one another's feelings like that, and I get on them, you know, about saying that, you know, calling one another a skunk or skunky, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'll do that in a minute, and especially if they smell like urine, they will call them a skunk.
Uh-huh.
They will call another child a skunk
that's
in a minute.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Now this one, does it have any racial overtones like Peckerwood does?
No, I think anybody will say that. I think anybody would say it of anybody, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like I said, they're talking to one another when they're talking about this, and I know I've never heard a black person refer to a white person or Mexican as a skunk. I mean, just mm-hmm. because they were white or because of, but more within the races, you know, and I think just people in general might say it of anybody,
mm-hmm.
irregardless of race.
Okay. Okay. What kinds of animals might come and raid hen roosts? Come and get the eggs out of hen's nest, that kind of
thing. Come and get the eggs out of hen's nest? I guess, I don't know if dogs would do it,
what?
Dogs, or, I don't know, I don't know.
Okay. Do you have one word that you might use for some kind of pesky animals like that that were a nuisance? Like you might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and get those.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't have
okay. You heard the word varmint?
Oh yeah, I have heard that. Is that what they mean when they said the
I was gonna ask you how you've heard it used.
That's probably would be a word that they would use. I guess. I'm not sure. But I have heard that word now, I just can't get it together. It would probably be something like that. I think any time I've heard it was probably referring to something like that, like the situation you described.
Yeah. Could you use it in a sentence for me?
Pardon me?
Could you use it in a sentence for me?
I'm trying to get something together now. I don't know. Not really. I just know I've heard it, but I can't get a good thought.
How do people say it? Did they say
that varmint, you know, or something like that? It was always, you know, something.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down trees?
Squirrel.
Okay, they're different kinds and colors and stuff.
I'm sure they're different kinds. And probably, I just noticed that them ones, that little bushy-tailed ones here, that are not too, it's between a brown and gray. And I never have seen a real big one, you know, around here, but we used to see them at home. And every now and then over here, they commit suicide on these wires in the back. They do, the squirrels and the birds do, you know, getting those strange farmers or whatever it is out there. And I like to go out for an hour or two till they, you know, till they come out and they do. I don't know how come they, but every so often, and more out where it was before than over here, the squirrels would do it more than the birds.
Uh-huh.
And